Hi, everybody. Welcome to Two Jerks, One Vote, the inappropriately named, not applicably named podcast for the reviews of Spintoons 18. We're reviewing round one, the color round. My name's Ryan, also known as the Jerk from Jerkatorium.
And I am Chumpy, known as the Chump from Jerkatorium. And together we are Two Jerks. And let's see, Ryan, do you have the prompt for this round?
The Spintoons 18 round one challenge was Color Me Impressed. The instructions were to write a song about or prominently mentioning a specific color. And we got 35 entries, which includes three shadows. Today for this podcast, we have a very, very special guest. It's Boy on the Wall, who we're going to call Brian?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. All right, great. Boy on the Wall has competed in Spintoons 13 and 14 and 17 and has generated some of our very, very favorite songs. Just a wonderful artist. Also a member of the band The Remembers out of Minneapolis. You can find their music on Bandcamp. And you can also find Boy on the Wall music on Bandcamp. So welcome, Brian. Is there anything that we kind of missed that we should have mentioned? Anything you want to plug? Facebook, Instagram, whatever?
No, I think you did great. And I'm just really excited to be here and actually meeting you guys, at least with voices. I've heard your voices, heard your songs for so many years now, but to actually connect and talk. It's fun. The Spintoons community is fun and brought us together. So, yeah, and I'm judging also this time around. It's my first experience as a judge in Spintoons, and I'm hoping I do a fair and just job of this.
You'll get over that.
Doesn't this segue nicely into your rant about judging, Ryan?
Oh, sure. Well, my rant is about sort of something else, but we can talk about judging a little bit. We've judged quite a bit in the past, and as our new theme song mentioned, we said we weren't going to do that anymore, but here we are judging all of your songs. And I think it's because we had some time away from it and forgot how terrible judging is, and because also because Micah asked us. But yeah, it's sort of a drag. It is a bit of a chore. I know this is like wham, 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 especially, you're not going to be sympathetic to this after we, eliminate you from the competition, which is going to happen. So, I mean, it's like, and I know that sounds cynical and everything, but there are 32 of you and we are going to eliminate 31 of you. So it's just going to happen,
Making friends wherever we go.
yeah, absolutely. But the part is that, we were just discussing before we turned the recorder on that this round we're going to eliminate like 8 or 10 people, which is huge. If it were Nerine or something, we would be eliminating, 5 or something per round. And it's kind of like, yeah, you can imagine, 5 of these not making it to the next round, but 10? I just wrapping my head around that is very difficult. No comment.
What I find difficult about judging is finding something insightful to say about a bunch of different songs and just sort of not picking on nits, but actually trying to come up with something constructive, something that would improve the song. And that's hard to do. So I've tried a lot to be objective and to think about it's hard to put your finger on why you don't like something. You come into it with all of these biases and, you try your best to suppress them, but they keep coming out and you have to separate, is this just not to my taste or is there something wrong with this song? And it's hard to put your finger on that.
The thing I'm realizing too is, okay, in this round we have lemons, tangerines, pulpy orange juice, but it really is apples and oranges every single song, and each song sort of reveals its own universe to you, and then it feels most appropriate to comment sort of within that universe that, oh, this rhythm could be adjusted this way, or, for one contestant, it's like, you know, if you could try to get your vocal line hitting on the rhythm a little bit more closely in this part in the chorus. And then for another one, the constructive comment is, you know, if you want this to be the act one closer of your musical, then the alien character needs to be more fully developed. But so there's a wide range.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, the part of the thing is, if you're saying, well, I think you should get your vocal line hitting the beat a little bit better. Now, you know, we're in a position where we're going to say, you know, all of these other songs were great. We have to find something, a nit to pick, as Chumpy was saying. We have to find some reason to rank somebody over another. So it's not like we can go, well, I'm going to disregard this or that. It's going to be, you know, this minor issue or something is now getting you eliminated. And that's a shame. And that's frustrating for us too, because I mean, we're going to have plenty of good songs that, you know, we're going to say, oh, I really wanted to hear something more from this person who's submitting, and we're not going to be able to. But
totally feel that.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. No, that's fine. This segues into my PSA. About the competition, which is something that we've covered before on this podcast, but I'm going to say it again. I want to give every one of the competitors a clue here. Again, we've mentioned it before. Every round is a competition, so it doesn't help to think of your submissions as a contribution to your overall portfolio or to an album that needs some down-tempo numbers. Now, that might be safe enough in this earliest round, or if the song is somehow undeniably excellent in its sluggishness. But if you're submitting a mellow palate cleanser or a mopey G&G tune when everyone else is submitting showy barn burners, then you're taking a risk. You know, there are only three more rounds, and a bunch of bands are going to be eliminated in every round. So if you want to make it to the last round, you're going to need to stand out. So we have a number of G&G tunes, and some amount of them, I'm sure, are going to make it through. But then...
For the uninitiated, G&G is guy and gal and guitar. So it just means, you know, someone singing and accompanying themselves on guitar. Or ukulele or piano.
Yeah, just totally stripped down, no production. And that can be completely charming. But at some point, it might take more than charm. All right, so that was my rant. Does anybody else have any rants?
Nope. I think we can launch into it.
Okay, all right. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.